Final hour, Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN app and online, tsn1050.ca. Brian Hazy, O'Doug, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan, Marcellus Wiley later in the hour. We'll get into this NFL draft where they made the announcement today that it'll be a virtual draft. So everyone is going to be at home. Everything's going to be over Skype or Zoom or FaceTime. And I guess Goodell will be either in the NFL office or at home. And I think this has potential to either just go completely off the rails or be thoroughly entertaining and different and unique and maybe open up an avenue in the future where eventually they're going to get back to the regular draft with fans and all that. But is there some sort of different element that you can – use Skype to bring in different people or use FaceTime to have celebrities involved or members of that team involved, whatever it might be. I don't know. But they're committed to it. They're doing it, and I'll be watching.
When is it going down?
3 weeks. Yeah, it's 3 weeks this past weekend. So it's like 2.5 weeks away. Opening night, round one, Thursday night, go time.
You know there's going to be a Laramie Tunsil type of scenario. Like, it may not be a video released or anything like that, but, yeah, you know, somebody, you said, the mute button's going to be turned off by accident, and they're going to be like, we didn't want to pick this scrub. Oh, by the way, we're choosing that, you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be a malfunction.
Did it ever come out who actually did that to Tunsil?
I never heard the final report.
Like an uncle or
wasn't
a relative?
Wasn't his stepfather?
Like his former stepdad, I think. That was the original like reporting that's where they thought it came from, is the stepdad or he was, you know, an estranged stepfather or whatever, and had access to that video, had access to the stuff about Ole Miss and him getting paid and the messaging with the coach and the athletic director, I think, down at Ole Miss. That was a mess, and I don't know if we'll ever see anything like that again, but I do wonder about, you know, a live event. Where if the clock is running, if you have a connection issue, if you can't get through, if the phone line's jammed, what do you do? Like they got to have some sort of contingency plan. And you're making trades. You're trying to pull the trigger on a trade. If you're isolated and you're the GM, you're working on that deal. You want to bring your other personnel in. You want to bring your scouts in. You want to bring your coach in. It's gonna change a lot, I would assume. Yeah. And they've got to be prepared for any potential wrinkle. But, you know, this is huge. Like, this is everything. If you're a GM, this is where you make your bones. You got a hit on the NFL draft. And you haven't had a chance to interview players or meet players or run them through physicals. There's no pro days, nothing. And now you're doing it from your kitchen.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. And, you know, for me, that's where you got to trust your scouts. You got to trust the process. I've talked to hockey people that are having, you know, online Zoom chats and even talking with their players. To me, these scouts this is how they're going to make all their money, you know.
And you're prepared beforehand. You've got the game tape and everything. But what I'm saying is, you know, 5 minutes left on the clock, some guy calls you up, or usually you're all in the war room together. And it's right. Like, you know, this guy just called, he offered this deal, what do you think? Now what do you got to do? Hang up, call your other guys, put them all on conference calls. You know, someone drops, oh, sorry, I didn't hear that. You know, I got another phone call coming in. It's like, you know, Andy Reid, Belichick, is Belichick going to have like a mute malfunction where he leaves his computer on, and is someone going to hack into these computers? Like if it's Zoom or something, like that's been an issue right now.
I think the NFL, man, you know how they work, Brian. They'll have this thing dialed in, and they'll somehow make it a success. That's just what they do, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they generally do, but you're right, and I would suspect that will be the case, and I hope that it will be.
Clearly, this is uncharted territory, but they'll somehow make this right.
Right. Well, in fantasy
or as good as they can in their opinion and their view of it.
And that's all you could do. And at this point, people are so desperate and want some – live sporting events, and this is one. It's not technically a score, but it's a massive event that even if it's choppy, we're on board.
Desperate.
Right?
I mean, what would you do right now to see Tiger in the final round of a tour event on Sunday afternoon right about now?
I'd watch him on the range live. That's on the Golf Channel. He's just chipping putt, like chipping shots around the green. I'm in.
Yeah, if he had a thing where you could do a Zoom where he's in his backyard chipping, I think I would sign up for it.
He'd get 100 million hits. 100 million on YouTube.
Would you watch LeBron in his driveway shooting hoops?
Yeah, probably.
Would you watch me in the driveway shooting a puck into a net with no tarp on?
Yes, I definitely would.
Yes,
do that.
That would do 100 million hits as well.
All right, well, let's ask Nazem which one of those three options, which one would he pick? Former Maple Leaf, now with the Colorado Avalanche. Here's Nazem Kadri. Nazem, you can watch Tiger live on the range, LeBron live shooting hoops in his backyard, or Jeff O'Neill, no shirt on, shooting pucks in his backyard. Which option are you taking?
I mean, that's pretty simple if you ask me. Oh, dog, no tarp, any day of the week.
Thank you, Naz.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's because you want to see me, the condition I'm in right now, or that's just...
No, I just want to see you ripping pucks, man, that's all.
There you go.
Good
there
man.
You go.
Good man.
I think it would do hits. I think it would get. I would get clicks, man. That's what we're looking for right now. Is that kind of content? How are you keeping busy out there?
I don't know. I mean, same way everyone else is. Not a whole lot you can do, but just trying to find ways. And you know, thankfully, I'm still out here in Denver, so it's weather-wise, it's been pretty nice. You can hang out in the backyard, at least get some sun.
So, how comfortable do you feel in Denver now? I mean, you've been there 6 months, 8 months, it's your home and it's going to be your home for the foreseeable future. But now, like you said, you're in the house and you're in Denver and the whole world is kind of on their own at this point in terms of trying to get through this. I mean, does it maybe in a way help you connect with the city and the market a little bit more?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I've been saying this all along, Denver, the city of Denver and the fans and my teammates have made me feel like I've been a part of the team a lot longer than I actually have, so something I'm thankful for, and who knows, maybe this is a blessing in disguise for everybody.
How would it work if you wanted to come back to Toronto? Would you have to call up Tyson Barrie and say, buddy, get out of my condo because I'm coming home, or how would that go down?
I mean, I'm sure we'd come to some sort of mutual agreement. Tyson's a pretty easygoing guy, so I don't think no one's moving anytime soon, so that's something we'll talk about in the future for sure.
So, take us through that decision, Nazem. Like, why did you decide to stay in the States and in Denver as opposed to, coming back up here?
Yeah, I think it was a lot just to pick up and kind of move everything and, have to deal with all that, unnecessary stress. So I got a pretty good setup down here and felt pretty comfortable. And like I said, weather-wise,
Right.
We're looking at 25, 30 degrees today, so it's something I can't complain about. And it's nice to get outside and catch some fresh air, even if it's in your backyard.
With Nazem Kadri of the Colorado Avalanche. So, obviously we don't know what the future is going to hold here and if and when you guys get back and playing, but I'm sure you're aware of this. I mean, everyone's kind of thinking there's a chance you'll be playing without fans if that happens. And you're an emotional player. You're a guy that pisses off fans. You're a guy that gets fans jacked up if it's your home rink. How do you think that might, affect your game emotionally and just, playing in an empty rink in a playoff game, like game 7 OT, no fans?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll just find a way to, actually stay in a series. So that'll be a good thing. No, I'm just kidding. But, I think it'll be different and definitely a little bizarre for sure. And, being a player that feeds off the fans and their energy, I mean, it's going to be different. But, I think at the end of the day, coming from a player's perspective, and we just want a shot to, compete for ultimately what we've been working all year for. And that's a shot at the title.
Naz, you talked about your team, the transition going down to Denver. Maybe just talk about how good your team is. And you go from, a guy like Austin Matthews to Nathan MacKinnon, two super elite players, differences in their game and basically differences in your team.
Yeah, I mean, I've had the opportunity to play with some great players throughout my career, and Matt and Nate are definitely standouts. Two guys that can take over hockey games for sure, and just having the just the opportunity to play on the same power play units and be around them every single day and learn their habits. So it's as a player, always trying to get better. You watch the better players and see if you can you know, pinpoint certain things you can apply to your own game. And, you know, they've been – and great guys off the ice, too, which makes it more important for a team, just, you know, for chemistry purposes.
When you first got out there, was there any adjustment? I mean, visitors, when you get out there, you're on a West Coast trip, you might have had some late nights and you get in that thin air, it's tough to adjust. Was there any adjustment when you first got out there, and do you notice it with the visiting teams?
I mean, I don't know if you'd notice it with opposing players or not, or opposing teams, but I think, you know, for us players, it's definitely a, you know, pretty drastic change, especially, you know, if you fly out to the East Coast, you know, do a New York swing and, you know, spend 10, 12 days out there and then come back and have a couple home games. It'll creep up on you for sure, but you know, I think we're all in, you know, good enough condition where we can weather that storm, and it's just something you got to, you know, shake the legs off and just keep playing.
With Nazem Kadri of the Colorado Avalanche, we had you on over the summer after the deal went down, and I remember at that point the schedule was out, and I think you guys were here in early December, I want to say it was, and we asked you about that. What do you expect? And you said you were looking forward to it, but you didn't know, you know, until it happens. You can't really know how it's going to play out. But now that we look back on it, it feels like ages ago considering what we're going through. But what was that experience like rolling back into Scotiabank for the first time and visitors' dressing room, visitors' bench, playing against the Leafs? What do you remember from that night?
Oh, everything. I mean, that was, you know, it's definitely a memorable moment for me. Leafs fans, you know, always have a special place in my heart, and they know that. And, you know, they gave me a nice, nice warm welcome. So a little bit weird being on the other end of things. I mean, I don't think in my 10-year career with the Leafs I'd even walked into the opposing room, dressing room. So that was a first for me. And, you know, it was something I'll never forget, that's for sure.
Well, Naz, we wish you nothing but, you know, health and safety out there, man. We always appreciate you finding time for us, especially considering what's going on. So, you know, be safe, keep active, and we'll do this again down the road. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. Always fun. Thanks.
There he is, Nazem Kadri. Still out in Denver. I was wondering about that.
Keep active, huh?
Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
Basically, what does that mean?
Try to keep your mind occupied. It sounds like he's walking around right now.
He's probably got, like, my understanding from talking to Aginla, those guys.
Body break.
Yeah.
Hal Johnson.
I'm Hal Johnson now.
Yeah, keep active there, pal. Stretch out. Touch the toes.
I don't know what that was.
Stretch. I don't know either. It was weird.
We got to get Mulls to roll that back.
Yeah.
That was weird. I don't know. Thanks for coming on and, you know.
Well, I'm trying to.
Technology, like, and stuff.
That wasn't keep really active. I'm trying to, like, spread out the keep safe, be well kind of thing. Like, you know, every single person we have on, it goes without saying. So I guess I was probably reaching for some alternative, like throw a different curveball at him. Like, hey,
Mulls,
keep active.
Try to mash up the Chevy guy with keep active. Throw in a keep active. You know, just trying to, you know, keep active and technology and stuff.
You know, be safe. Keep active, and we'll do this again down the road. We appreciate it.
That was great.
I like that. Active. I'm mixing it in.
He must be like, who the hell is that guy to tell me to keep active? What does
I don't
that
know.
Mean?
I don't. I think what it means. I think I was going with, like,
it
don't
doesn't
just
mean anything.
Do something.
It's crazy.
I know, but it's like
that guy's
right
a pro
now,
athlete. Nah, keep active, pal.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't have an answer for you.
No,
it's a, it was a dumb throwaway. But I guess what I'm saying is everyone's just sitting around doing nothing. Like, try to keep active within the restrictions of the law.
Yeah.
You know, but
it combines class winning and leading, you know, technology and stuff.
Keep active, and yeah, that was not one of my finer moments from the house.
That was amazing.
From
man.
The man,
keep
cave.
Active to a $4 million pro athlete. Keep active.
Just keep active. Just do your thing.
I love it.
Hal
should be
Johnson.
Our new sign off to any guest. Keep active.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Keep active.
What was that guy's name? Hal Johnson?
Hal.
Oh,
yeah. Hal's a
and
legend.
Suzanne, I think.
Yep.
Suzanne?
They were married, right. Weren't they? Weren't they a couple?
Still are.
Yeah,
are.
But I don't
They're
think
still
they.
Cooking.
I don't know if they advertise that. I kind of get the impression like it's not.
What, so
on
I,
the
just
Wikipedia
blew them,
page?
I just blew
no.
them out of the water? Or
no,
what?
I don't. I'm not saying that. It's not my story. I don't know. I have. I and I don't even know if I know the truth behind that.
If we don't have Hal Johnson on tomorrow, then we have no idea what we're doing. You better get him on, Grappler. Get Hal Johnson on the radio.
I think Steph knows him.
Yeah, we've had Hal on before. Hal used to tweet when I wasn't active. He would tweet, hey, you better get your ass active. Like, I'm watching you right now, and you look very inactive.
Hal Johnson, see? We want some fitness tips.
Hal right. Johnson was probably the reason why that Hayes went from, you know, the 260 down to 200. You know what
he,
I mean?
He was very motivating. It was he was a motivational figure in that. Him chirping me online led me to realize, I better figure this out. So, stay active. Keep active. Not even stay active. What did I say? Keep active.
Keep active.
Keep active. Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
That I don't know what to
I
say
want to
about
do
that.
Jumping jacks. Play that again.
Keep active. Body pain. So you just had surgery. I'm like, dude, you got to get the blood flowing again. Keep active. I'm a physiotherapist now.
That's awesome. That's my favorite thing.
That was. I'm glad you picked up on that because I just said it. I would have never. I wasn't even. You know when you just get in a zone. You guys wouldn't know this because you don't do the ins and outs. But
usually you're just like, thanks for doing this. We'll talk soon. Thanks.
Yeah.
But it was like, stay healthy and
keep active. It's a perfect example. Like, just keep it simple. And I try to tell myself that, like, just be like, bye. See you later. Thank you for doing this.
Well, at least you didn't, like, have a total meltdown and be like, stay horny and we'll talk soon. If your brain just shut off and you were just like, stay super horny and good luck with everything.
Oh, and by the way, it's Joanne McLeod.
Joanne McLeod.
Yes, we knew that. Hal Johnson and Joanne McLeod, two legends.
Not Suzanne.
No,
Joanne.
No. All right, Marcellus Wiley will join us. We'll get an update on how active he is out in L.A. and get his take on this virtual NFL draft, whether or not it can work. ESPN and NBA players potentially playing horse, televising it. Will that work? Is that something he would find time for? That more coming up with Marcellus. Overdrive continues on the TSN app. Keep active. Body paper. All right, Marcellus Wiley will join us here in just a moment. We've got two more battles of audio that we want to get to later in the hour, courtesy of the Overdrive Madness Bracket. The Constipator region will be keeping active later in the hour. And so we'll get to that. And again, Marcellus will join us here in just a moment. I want to ask you guys, because I got into this conversation, turned into a borderline debate argument with my wife yesterday. All right. So if you make plans right now with like family members or friends, basically it's an online plan. Like the only plan, like a FaceTime or a Zoom or we're going to play a game or a trivia or whatever. Like that's it. There's no other plan you can make.
Right.
So in other words, what I'm saying is, let's say tonight at 8:30, we're going to FaceTime you. Does that count as a plan? And what I mean by that is if you decide, you know what, we're going to cancel it, we'll just do it tomorrow, is that like being a bad friend, bad kid, bad son? You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, every family's different. My family, if one person was 1 minute late, one of us could say, piss on it, we don't even care to do this, and nobody would care. There wouldn't be a text, there wouldn't be a phone call. It would be like, whatever, we might do it tomorrow. Nobody in my family would care about anything like that.
Right. I get that, but here's the message that you're sending. Like that you just didn't want to do it because unless there's an emergency, unless one of the kids or something like that, you're at home.
Right.
Like you're sitting
but
there.
But I will
not
say
doing anything.
My wife's family, our niece had a virtual birthday party with a Zoom and it was in San Francisco and she said, you're a part of this and you're sitting your ass down at 11 a.m. and we're doing it.
Yeah.
So that was important to her where my family couldn't we couldn't care.
Right. But I guess what I'm saying is the circumstances. Like when I think of a plan, I think of I'm meeting you tonight. I'm coming to your house or going to the bar or going to the game. You bail on those plans. That's like a tough move. That's a bad look. It happens. Everyone's got a reason for it from time to time. But basically, if you're just like, I'm not in the mood to go for beers, man, I'm out. It's like, really? Like we've had this plan for weeks. If it's a FaceTime, does that count as a plan? If you don't leave your house, is it a plan?
No. No way.
That's what I thought.
I think it is.
I don't think it is. I think it's like, dude, we're just going to be here for 2 months. We'll FaceTime you tomorrow. What does it matter? You know, why do we have to have an 8:30 plan 3 days in advance? We'll do it tomorrow. We're going to be sitting on the couch tomorrow, too. We're not doing anything.
If it's with multiple people, though, if it's like a multiple Zoom, video conference and you decide to bail, like, you know, I think you're jamming other people up, especially if you're the guy who's a moderator or whatever.
Yeah, but are you jamming them up tomorrow? They're just going to be sitting right at the same table.
No kidding.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's a Saturday in June we're going to get together, and then Saturday in June comes around, you're like, I'm out. I'm not coming to the party, or I'm not going to your birthday or the game. This is a Zoom at the house, and we're doing a Zoom tomorrow at the house.
Who cares, man?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Okay.
Just
I don't think we established any answer.
I think the answer is that you jam people.
Make sure you tell Marcellus to stay active when you hang up with him.
It's keep active.
Sorry.
Here he is, longtime NFLer, one of our favorites, one of our regulars from FS1, Marcellus Wiley. What's up, Marcellus?
Still over here kicking myself in the butt. So upset that I didn't buy Zoom stock a month ago. Who saw this coming, man? I never even heard of Zoom.
Me neither.
Like a month ago. Crazy.
Yeah, I had never heard of it either. And I have been invited a minimum like a handful of times from different people, just a random text. Jump on Zoom. We're talking. Like right now. I'd never heard of it before.
Yeah, man. It's funny. Our friends, we're having the group text go around. We haven't planned a date at the moment yet, but we're trying to all just sit in front of our phones and computers on Zoom and just get lit. So I'm looking forward to doing that and see if we're going to keep those plans because, boy, it could get boring after a while just doing the same old, same old.
Well, I mean, is that going to be happening during the virtual NFL draft? I mean, this is going to be different. This is new. What do you make of this, and how do you anticipate this playing out?
You know, I think the skeleton of it all is going to be comparable to what we're used to seeing. It's just going to lose a lot of the fluff, a lot of the cotton candy that comes within the theatrics. I think you can pull this one off. If you think about it, I never really got too engaged into what the guys were doing in the green room and who did they bring and all the fake smiles and the nervous tension. I kind of just got caught up in who's going where, a little more than I think some of these other productions that are really going to suffer, like the NBA 2K or the NBA playing horse. Like those kind of productions, I think trying to really insert them because of the void is not going to play as well. But, hey, a draft is basically where's Tua going? Where's Joe Burrow really going to go to Cincy? So I think I'm going to save enough of the essential nutrients that I can watch this production, even though it's going to be scaled back.
Marcellus, the one thing I've always wondered about the draft, when they do the, you know, the bro hug, when they meet the commissioner, when they're walking out there, some of them have jewelry. They haven't made 1 cent yet, and they have a $200,000 watch on, and they're all blinged up. Where are they getting that stuff from? Is that like agents, or are they renting that stuff? Where do they get that stuff from?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk for every guy. I'll talk for myself and most guys. Once you finish your last game of eligibility, which for most of these guys is December, January at the latest, you're able to sign with an agent. What happens once you sign with an agent, I know I did it in 1997. Soon we finished our last game, early December, signed with my agent, Brad Blank out of Boston. He sent me $10,000, and he's like, live your life. If you want more, no problem with me. You're going to pay me back once you sign this contract. I already know you're good for the money. So I know what I did with the money. I bought an engagement ring, my first of four engagements at the time. And I bought an engagement ring. I bought me some nice clothes, a couple pair of shoes, gave my mom some money, and ran through $10,000 before I could blink. And I think that's what most of these guys are doing. They're just getting fronted by their agents until they sign their first deal. And
so it's, instead of 10 grand now, it's probably like 100. They're probably getting 150, 200 grand.
Yeah, man, that's a larger conversation too, where you got to protect the guys from themselves, because youth is wasted on the young, man. And you think about it, I'm glad I was capped at 10,000, because if you gave me 100,000, I would have ran through 100,000. You gave me a million, I would have ran through a million. So you kind of got to pace these guys out at that age.
Well, I know that had been an issue with lockouts in the past where players were taking insurance out, basically. Like,
you were
shocked.
You were shocked at guys that would say, you know what, I'm getting tight on money, and you're thinking about all the money they had made and are making. You're like, how the hell could you be short on money?
Well, I think Vince Young was at the forefront of that, didn't he?
Yeah.
He got like $3 million cash, and then the league came back, and his play fell off, and he's still trying to chase it.
Hey, bigger conversations here, but two of them. One, I always believed in an annuity for, if we're talking about paying collegiate players, annuity, not straight cash or deposit to their checking accounts. No, annuity. So it matures over time, and you get it in increments over time. But another thing that's crazy that was rampant when I played, guys in the league, your teammates, we get paid during the regular season. So January, February, and Super Bowl, that's it. No more checks. And every single year I would get maybe five phone calls from a teammate who couldn't make it from February to September when we got our real game checks again. So that off season was really crippling a lot of guys who ran through their money throughout the regular season. And if you notice in the new CBA, they addressed that. And now they're going to pay them, I think, 34 weeks of the 52 weeks of a calendar year versus before it was only 17 weeks.
Marcellus, when you were playing, what was like the go-to move where, I don't know if you've ever seen the ESPN documentary, it's called Broke, where guys just, every sports, they're just running through money, and there's a bunch of car washes and stupid stuff that they were dealing with investors. What was the one thing where guys would call you and say, hey, my guy's got this, you want to get into it, and it was all just a sham?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. Actually, the craziest one was when I was in Buffalo, one of my teammates called me, and he wanted to open up a car wash in Buffalo. And I was like, I don't know if the weather up here really serves year-round for a car wash where it's snowy and it's cloudy or rainy for half the year. So that was a peculiar one. The typical schemes, hey, some guy has a riverboat, he's about to build a casino, and he needs you involved. You kind of see those from a mile away coming. But the crazy thing about it is I'm not a real believer that it's a NFL, NBA athlete problem. I really say it's a young person's problem. And most careers, you don't make your money until you're in your 40s, 50s. The average age of a millionaire in America is 57 years old. So what that means is most people learn how to live in a small fish tank, like we were just talking about. Like, you know, you're in your 20s, you make $20,000, $30,000. You get in your 40s and 50s, you start making some real money. You've adjusted to what money means and value, and also you don't need all the excess. But what happens in the NFL and all the athletes, they're 22. You give anyone, I don't give a damn, the CEO of some company, anyone at 22 millions of dollars, good luck seeing that return, and good luck seeing that really invest properly. So I think it's a young person problem more so than just an athlete thing.
With Marcellus Wiley, our NFL analyst, longtime NFLer, also with FS1. We were talking about Tua Tagovailoa last week, and we've brought him up a fair amount, and he's going to come up a lot over the next 2.5 weeks. I mean, the wild card of the draft, and for me, I think the wild card of wild cards for the past decade, if not longer than that, especially considering the circumstances. You can't get him in your facility, no physical, you can't throw reps, no pro day. Of course, he's going to tell everybody he's 100%. But when you watch the tape, when he was healthy, this guy is a stud, man. Like, he is a rock star. What do you see happening here? What is the spectrum for you? Could it get crazy where he drops like Aaron Rodgers into the 20s because of the hip and the injuries? Or do you think at 5, if Miami's still there, he's gone by 5 at the latest?
Oh, man. So many things at play here because, like you said, he's such a stud. I couldn't be a general manager right now. I would tell everyone, oh, man, the fractured hip, 2 ankle surgeries, get him out of here. I heard he even had 5 surgeries, some of them unreported. Get him out of here. And as soon as my pick came, oh, I'm drafting me Tua because I'm so in love with him. I would send so many smoke signals, and I think that's actually occurring right now. The dude is insane. He literally threw the best football I've ever seen at the collegiate level. And I know people want to go back to Elway or Andrew Luck. I watched Andrew Luck in person many a times, and I've seen the clips of Elway. They were insane. This Tua is next level. Has the highest college passing efficiency in history. And everyone keeps talking about how Joe Burrow was amazing last year, which he was. But do you know before injury, Tua was beating him in efficiency even that year where Joe Burrow was breaking records. So Tua spins it differently, and he's always been a rock star since he's been playing football. I would draft Tua. I hope it's not Miami at 5. I hope it's the Chargers at 6, to tell you the truth. I'm a Charger fan and a season ticket holder. So I'm looking forward to hopefully he can land in L.A. and everyone thinks he's damaged goods. But I think it's a little hyped up, his injury issues. We have to remember the details of when Tua hurt his ankle and had to, you know, it was a chance. He was in jeopardy of missing the bowl game. And he elected to have a surgery that tightens the ankles, make him stronger than ever, but more so gets him back on the field in a faster time to be able to play. So I don't think he's as broken down as being advertised, but sensational talent. And I would look to see him go before Miami. I think Miami's his real stopgap, and if not, he's falling right in the lap of my Chargers.
So up here in Toronto, you know, some of the bigger athletes, the bigger named athletes, bigger brand guys, they've been speaking. They've been doing some interviews, whether it's TV, radio, podcast. They're on Instagram. They're on Twitter. Not a lot. You know, it's occasional, but they're getting out there. In L.A., I mean, LeBron's still doing his thing on Instagram. He's probably getting some messages out. I haven't heard a word from Kawhi Leonard, from Uncle Dennis, from his crew. What's up with Kawhi in L.A.? Is he making the rounds? Does anyone know if he's even in L.A.? Like, what's going on with Kawhi Leonard right now?
Oh, I love it, man. Look, free time means me time, Kawhi. Like, he's not all caught up in the social media activation, I think, that a lot of these cats are. And we're all feeling the bug. We're all feeling the itch. You're inclined to watch more Netflix. You're inclined to check your Instagram and Twitter more. Some more stocks that had to rise, like Zoom, in this last month, because you're just sitting there, and a lot of times you're just stuck in the monotony. But I haven't heard a peep from Kawhi, and that probably is good. I wouldn't want him to go off-brand now, since we're all sitting here suffering through the consequences of the pandemic. Be Kawhi, which is, you guys know I'm a mystery, but when I show up, when I finally see you, you understand what it is. I'm the best player on this planet, best two-way player on this planet right now in terms of his efficiency. So I ain't gonna lie, I have not seen her social distancing at his best as Kawhi Leonard right now. Trust.
Right. Yeah. No, this isn't overly surprising. I was holding out hope. You know, maybe he's done something in LA, shown up somewhere, but obviously that has not happened. Well, listen, buddy, we always appreciate you finding time for us. And, you know, be safe out there. Keep active, and we'll do this again down the road.
All right, guys. Stay safe, and stay at the house, and make sure you wipe off your keyboards. I guess that's all we can do, right? Keep our keyboards clean. Yeah. All right, brother.
That's the plan. Thanks, Marcellus. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Did you say it again?
I had to. That was a plan. And you could tell Marcellus was like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, he handled it well
because he's
on the show all the
Give
time.
Give me the... It's a song with it, please.
Keep Body. Active. Body pain, I am going to mix it in occasionally. I'm not going to do it all the time. That was a plan because I had to. And it's Marcellus.
Hazy,
he's our guy.
What about this? You record a fitness little two-minute thing, and we put it on the Twitter account. Body break, we're going to steal their thing.
Yeah.
Or what about we call it Hazy Break?
Hazy break.
Because we can't
like
steal
that.
Body break, because then you just have a little tip, fitness tip. Stretch out the hamstrings.
Apparently, Hal, is that his name? Hal Johnson?
Yeah, that's right.
Apparently, they were on like Breakfast Television or CP24 like this morning.
I'm sure they're doing the rounds. Yeah. I mean, I doubt they would be in studio, but.
Well, no, but I mean, they're the type of people that you talk to and go, what do we do at home to stay active? Like,
how
what do we do?
Keep active?
And he used to have like the short shorts, did he not?
Oh yeah, Hal, man, they've been running the show since the 80s, I think.
Oh yes,
yeah, like
him
body
and
break.
Kiana Flex Appeal.
Wasn't she out of Hawaii though, Kiana?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
Quick Google
yes,
search.
Yes, guy.
Yeah, Hayes wouldn't.
I don't remember her.
Hayes wouldn't remember. Crazy. She was on every TV, every morning.
You would be the fittest, ripped dude out there.
There's a Google search happening right now. Okay.
Yeah, Kiana was, she was in good shape, put it that way.
Yeah, okay. I got you. Kiana's Flex Appeal on ESPN.
Every time I think of Kiana, I think of, remember at Slapshot, they're sitting there watching the aerobics and push that pelvis
way up.
The whole team sitting there watching in their gear, like just ridiculous. Yeah. What was it called again?
Kiana's Flex Appeal.
Flex Appeal, yeah.
Well, it that was a staple, 10 a.m.
That's a sexy name for a show. Like Flex Appeal.
Oh, God, everything.
I wonder what she's up to these days. Like a Kiana.
I don't know.
She would be probably.
Let's get her on. Let's
55.
Get her on.
I'm looking at her right now. 55.
She'd probably be. Oh, yeah, she's 55 years old and probably still ripped.
Let's get her on.
Oh, yeah. She's on Instagram. I've been searching. I've found some stuff. She looks like she's still keeping
great
active.
Shape.
Yeah. Yeah. She's
there
active.
There you go.
She's active. All right. I'll knock out a video. I don't see why not. Hashtag
body break.
Active. Yeah, we got to come up with a different name, though. I mean, we can't literally
can't
take
steal
the name.
It.
Yeah. So if anyone has a suggestion on that, then we'll name it. We'll shoot it. Hashtag
you got to get
keep active, and there you go.
You got to get
this. Crutching with Brian Hayes. Couch exercises. Crutching. Not stretching, not couch. Crutching.
There's potential.
I don't love
there.
It. I no, don't love it.
Crutching doesn't work, but there's something there.
There is something there.
There's something there.
Like, I see you, Hayes, in the video sitting in a chair moving your arms and legs.
What about this? Couch appeal.
There it
is.
Yes. There
couch.
It is.
Yep.
Couch appeal. Hashtag keep active. Like, the video, you're talking about the guy on the chair who's got the. what do you call it?
The Dr. Hose or whatever?
No. There's a great video out there of a guy on a treadmill. He's got the treadmill going,
but
he's sitting down, and he's just kind of like sit walking on the treadmill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You were going to order that online, too.
Yeah.
That little
Kubi or something.
The Kubi.
The little foot treadmill. You're just going around in a circle with your little feet.
Right.
That's what you should do, Hayes, for 2 minutes.
Couch
just
appeal.
Sit and do on couch appeal. Sit on the couch and do a Kubi.
Hashtag
awesome.
Keep active.
Yes,
keep active, Marcellus.
He
was always like, what did you just say? Yeah, I guess so.
Give us the keep active and the music behind it before we go to break.
Keep active. Body break,
give them it. I'm having a good time. Not.
Glory, Gloria!
The Overdrive Madness Bracket.
This guy's such an idiot here.
And the bracket brought to you by Maple Toyota. Maple is in the name, and everything our Maple Leaf stands for is why we will get through this together. Take care of yourself and each other, and keep active, MapleToyota.com. So we have two more battles here, courtesy of the Overdrive Madness Bracket. This time, the Constipator Region. Is front and center. The Constipator Region. You got that?
Yes. Al Johnson.
Okay. So we got two battles here. The first one is an all-time great clip. I think this has Elite Eight written all over it, maybe Final Four, maybe better than that. I don't know. People are saying it could be better than that.
Could be a winner.
You guys ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
He is in a desert. His brain is moving, and he cannot find the right words. That's cringeworthy, but it's a great clip.
It is great.
So there you go. George W. is up against our boy, our guy, my guy, Dwayne Casey.
Always great talking to you, my friend. And like I said, you represent the NBA as far as the sports media is concerned there in Toronto.
I appreciate it. Thanks, buddy. We'll do it again soon. Keep active, Dwayne. Keep active. Yeah.
That's a good point, Brian.
He loves you.
Yeah.
He flat out loves you.
We got to get him on. I got to shoot him a note, try to get him on at some point. We haven't had an NBA coach on. We haven't had Have we had an NHL coach? I don't think so. Sheldon Keefe is going on Leafs lunch tomorrow, though.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah, Sheldon will be on
tomorrow. That. We'll replay that now.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Andy will be on. I'm doing it with Andy. So it'll be Andy and myself, chat with Sheldon, and yeah, we'll
layup.
A double shot. A layup, at 1 o'clock with Sheldon, and then we'll play it at some point tomorrow afternoon.
Excellent.
So that's one battle. The other battle is the 7 seed in the Constipator region.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking. Do you understand?
I do. I really do.
Brilliant
time
acting.
For that tomorrow. Either level of concern or
maybe
confirm or deny.
We'll do one of those two tomorrow. Yeah. We have to. We got to mix one of them in. We haven't done either in a couple of weeks. So there's a Vegas theme with this battle in the round of 32. We just heard Nick Cage leaving Las Vegas, going up against the 23 seed in the Constipator region.
Gentlemen, thanks very much. Enjoy your stay in Vegas. I don't want to hear a word about it, but enjoy your stay.
Yes, guys!
Wow. Just think of the lawyer's fee on that one.
How about the Tat Man, eh? Yeah. He's the best. We got to have him on.
Well, I did a podcast late last week, and one of the questions they brought up was the broadcast journalism thing that O and Taddy were on about when I was away. Yeah. So, like, that just swept the nation. You know, people were taking sides. It was very partisan. You know, it was very, some people were siding with Taddy, some were siding with the O-Dog.
Well, Taddy's such a joke that I did a quiz where Grappler asked journalism questions, broadcast journalism questions. I beat him in the quiz.
Was on that. It was close. It was close, for
still,
sure.
Still, a win is a win. I didn't know that. That's impressive.
The Tat Man thought the questions weren't that good. That's the thing. Apparently, the Grappler just mailed in the questions.
Okay.
I don't know. I took it in and I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed myself.
All right. Well, there you go. Vote online on Twitter at Overdrive1050, on Instagram at TSN1050. Golf Talk Canada up next with Bob Weeks, Mark Sacchino, Adam Scully. They're all coming up in the next hour on the big news in the golf world today, so we look forward to that. We're out of here. Oh, take it away.
Let's say goodbye and keep active. Ne il ne shi I da shi o se yo.
Keep active. Body break, keep active, boys. We'll do it tomorrow at 4.